Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
A very good evening. Once again, my name is Katlego Sehoto, standing in for Pamela Modena here on Point of View. Please, chat with us, tweet us on at Kaya On Air using the hashtags on the streets. You can phone us on 086-00-00959 or WhatsApp us on 063-688-0959. But let's move to this now. The MK Party really dominating headlines in these past 2 days. We do have the MK spokesperson Tlamulo Ndlela on the line with us. Ms. Ndlela, good evening and welcome to Point of View.
Good evening to yourself and good evening to your listeners.
Thank you so much for your time, Mr. Ndlela. I mean, let's start from the top. You've launched an urgent court bid seeking to halt the first sitting of Parliament. Just give us a brief overview once again, what it is that you want from the courts.
As you may be aware, maybe some of your listeners are aware, that we've stated that we categorically reject the IEC results and even the process itself in terms of the election process, because we believe it was a sham, and we have enough evidence to demonstrate it was a sham and it was rigged. And we submitted objections in the form of submission of Section 55 as required by the IEC.
Yes.
And as you know, it's not only the party, there's other parties that also felt that this process was not free and fair. And off the back of that, they were rejected and with no substance. So we then took it upon ourselves to inform the Parliament Secretary that, there is this matter that is pending that has raised serious concerns because we have serious evidence to that effect. And, he basically just shut it down and said, look, he has to continue.
Yes.
With the sitting of the National Assembly, I guess in this case, as he states, pending any court order or an outcome of a court process. So I want to make it very clear, did not reject or ask them to cancel ask our attendance. We're just saying that there's this matter and it ought to be taken seriously. And then off the back of that, we decided to obviously lodge this, to file the papers, as you'd have seen today.
Yes. Now, Mr. Ndlela, the Parliament saying with or without your presence, things will continue. Your response to that, your sentiments around the continuation, that your absence or your presence doesn't affect the first sitting of Parliament?
Well, that's going to be left up to debate, and I guess that's central to the case that, the papers that we filed. In our papers, we say categorically that, there is a threshold minimum of 350 members of Parliament that ought to be sworn in, and a maximum of 400. Now, without Mkhonto Sizwe's, members being sworn in, we're saying a Parliament should not be in a duly constituted manner. They won't be constitutionally constituted, if you want, or composed. And that's part of our argument. We know that there's a view that talks about, Parliament can still go about its business with a third.
Yes.
And we're saying, before you can even start to talk about quorums and members sitting around the table, Parliament has to be constitutionally composed and constituted. So if the first... that's the Section 46. So if the first sitting it is not reflective of the threshold of 350, in this case it would be 342, Congress season is not there, then Parliament can't even have, will not be duly constituted, and neither can they even correct to discuss any other matter.
Mm.
So that's really our position. Again, law is law, can be left to different interpretations, but we still feel that members have to be sworn in order for it to even be, actually the right wording is to be composed as a National Assembly.
Mm.
So, for Parliament to do its work. So that's where we're at.
Yeah, Ms. Ndlela, and on your tug of war with the expelled MK Party founder, Mr. Jabulani Khumalo. I mean, he's approached the High Court in the Western Cape trying to prevent his removal as an MP. He's filed these papers as well on an urgent basis, demanding his reinstatement as the party's number one candidate. Your response to this?
Jabulani Khumalo is an expelled former member of MK, as the whole world knows. We've always said that he's flogging a dead horse, and that's just really that. I mean, you know, he would have to go to Parliament and be sworn in as a National Assembly off the back of Mkhonto Wesizwe's ticket. Now, Mkhonto Wesizwe is not going to issue him that ticket. In actual fact, we've communicated with the Secretary of Parliament and listed those individuals that have been expelled and that ought to not be on the list. And he's received confirmation to the extent that, you know, he's been removed by the party. So it ends there. There's nothing more we can say about Jabulani Khumalo. Besides him obviously kicking and screaming.
And what would you do if he won in his bid? What does that mean for you as a party?
Well, that, I mean, I wouldn't want to respond in hypothetical terms. We are quite confident that, you know, there is no case here. And just based on his baseless arguments and, you know, his view, we're in a position where we're quite comfortable that this is not a case for us to be concerned about.
All right. Mr. Ndlela, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate your time here on Point of View.
Thank you.
All right, that was Mr. Ndlela from the MK party spokesperson, really outlining their confidence that the case of expelled MK Party founder member Jabulani Khumalo having no merits, and that it's debatable whether their bid, whether their absence or presence from the sitting of Parliament on Friday affects the sitting of Parliament at all, that there's something to debate there. But we do have a caller on the line, Bongani from Soweto, just to give us his sentiments. Bongani, welcome to Point of View. A very good evening.
Good evening, Pamela. Good evening. Actually, I needed to get clarity from the Mkhonto Wesizwe,
yes,
the party that's been formed, that the moment they decided, like especially the initiative of the party, that the moment they started the party and then with the aim of getting to election and participate as they
yes.
did, what did they had their 10 points plan in terms of transformation to the Republic of South Africa?
I think that's a very important question, and I think this was highlighted by Mr. Manya at the beginning of the show when he outlined whether governance was at the heart of the formation of the MK Party, or was it really about breaking away from the ANC in terms of its unhappiness or its disgruntlement with the way in which the ANC was moving. Definitely something worth asking the MK party. But I think if you look, Bongani, if you look at the squabbles between the MK party as well as, you know, the expelled member, Jabulani Khumalo, and Mr. Manya, the analyst at the beginning of the show, just outlining there that it really, you ask yourself, is it about governing properly in the constituencies that it will hold, or is this a power play?
Because if their focus was only on ANC, that could be the most dangerous mistakes that they'll be doing, getting into the power and looking at the governance of a certain party, rather than looking at the issues, social issues of South Africa, and having the mind of transformation towards the South Africans.
Yeah.
So if their only focus was to the party only, which is ANC, it will be a huge mistake, because of they'll be getting into government without any plan.
Certainly. You raise an important point, Bongani, there. Definitely, I mean, we'll see in the coming days and what happens in the first sitting and who becomes minister and who holds those positions, and when the MK, you know, has those constituencies, what plan really do they have? And I think definitely we need those answers from the MK. You have a point there.
Thanks very much.
Thank you so much for your time. And yes, Bongani made a mistake. It is Katlego Sehoto, not Phumelo Modene. I am standing in for Phumelo Modene here on Point of View this evening. Please keep engaging with us. Tweet us at Kaya on Air using the hashtag on the streets. Phone us on 086-000959. Use our WhatsApp line as well, 063-688-0959. But just after the break, we'll continue with the conversation around the Government of National Unity and what it means.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.